Kirby Hepfer, president of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Farm near DeGraff, Minnesota, raise corn, soybeans, and alfalfa.
Kirby, what was the impetus behind a letter sent to Governor Dayton requesting the passage of legislation that would provide a tax credit for land taken out of production to comply with the buffer law? Why was now the time to do this?
Well, Mark, the agricultural community is supporting this bill, and really what we're looking for is some compensation to help out for those acres that were put into buffers. And it's got widespread bipartisan support. The governor originally, on the 20th of April, had issued a press release asking the House and Senate to get a version on his desk as soon as possible, a clean bill, and he would sign it. Since that time, there's been a little bit of walking back, still supporting the bill. However, the source of funding is really where the rub is at this point, Mark. The authors clearly had it stated, the funding source for this $50 an acre property tax credit was identified as the Clean Water Funds, and the governor at this time is asking that they come out of the general fund. So we support the bill as it was originally written, and many others in the ag community do as well.
Getting this compensation is important, but is it okay if it comes from the general fund, or do the corn growers and the other groups that sent this letter to Governor Dayton feel that the only way to do this the right way is to bring it out of the Clean Water Fund?
Yeah, Mark, if you look at kind of the mission or, the goal of the buffer law and the goal of the Clean Water Legacy Funds, they clearly are very parallel. And we think because of that situation, there is a definite, definitely the funding should, should come out of the Clean Water Funds. It's a matter of fairness. Like I said, both of those things line up very clearly, and I think the authors did a great job in their original bill, and that's certainly the preferred version.
Help to put this in perspective to our listeners that maybe aren't directly impacted by the buffer law. When you think about farmland that's going out of production because it's now been designated as a required buffer, and economically what that could mean to a farmer, any way to provide a figure to that, Kirby? I know it's been years since the buffer law was first proposed of looking at that and some fair compensation for it, but I guess the more direct question would be, do you think $50 an acre is enough?
Mark, I don't think $50 an acre is just compensation. I do believe that as a way to offset the ongoing property taxes that we pay on that ground, it does help offset those expenses. But at the end of the day, I'll give you a real quick example. A 40-acre chunk that we farm just got done planting, and we have lost about 3/4 of an acre on that farm. Well, that 3/4 of an acre, it's just a smaller tillable ground for us to farm, and the compensation for the rest of that, the revenue generation for the rest of it that was put into buffers, is no longer, we can't raise our typical rotation. We can't implement that on that farm. So, from a percentage standpoint, you're looking at a couple percent on that farm in particular. If you're equated to like a cash rental, from a cash rent perspective, you're talking a couple $100. So it's that's just a small example of how it impacts us out in farm country.
And certainly, Kirby, this is crunch time. You look at the end date for the session, which is quickly approaching. Governor Dayton has said there will not be a special session this year. He first came out and said, get me this bill clean and I will sign it. Now, like you pointed out, he's kind of backed away from that. So the prospects of getting this tax credit, hopefully those prospects are not diminishing, but I can see why there is that sense of urgency to get this letter sent and to get a response and hopefully to see progress.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. And we're encouraging all our members, corn farmers, others across the state of Minnesota that believe this is an important issue. By all means, reach out to your local elected representatives, your senators. Also reach out to the governor's office and stress the importance to your operation on what, you know, how this can be a benefit to your particular farm. It's time that we take this step. Like you said, it's been since 2015 that the buffer law has been in place. We're at, according to Bowser on the public waters, we're at like a 98% compliance rate or soon to be compliant rate. So it's not like we're not pulling our weight out in the countryside getting these buffers installed. And you know, we certainly don't think it's too much to ask to help offset at least the property taxes, that ongoing burden that we continue to pay for land that is no longer productive.
Kirby, anything else on this that you want to make sure we talk about?
Just stress the point, get a hold of your representatives, get a hold of your senators, and also reach out to the governor's office and let them know how important it is.